What is up, everybody? It is your favorite white boy. I am your host, Chris Scavoli, and we have some exciting guests on this episode of the Scavoli Show, the Ravioli Show that we like to call it. We have two amazing people. We have Kelly with an I because, no one wants to spell it with a Y these days, so we just want to do it with an I. Don't know why. Oh, that rhymes. Holy shit, I'm a rhymer. Holy shit. And then we have another guest, her husband, Isaac. They're called Kellick Creation. See, I said that in one sentence. See, I did not stutter, so don't hate. Don't hate. Don't hate the prophecy. Don't hate. But they're from all the way from Idaho, the home of the potato, I think, or maybe it's Ohio, some shit like that. It's the same place. It's all woods at the end of the day, people. So, Kelly Creations, Isaac and Kelly with an I, are you guys there?
Yep, we're here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, oh, see, you made it all the way from Idaho.
Yep.
Yay. It was a long walk.
But how are you guys? How's everything?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Oh,
About
that's good.
yourself?
I'm alive. Isaac, I just found out Kelly has an I in her name, and I'm like, why can't you just spell it with a Y? So that's been difficult for me, as a white young man, it's hard. It's hard.
I make everything difficult.
We love you, Kelly.
Yeah.
So, you guys are named Kelly Creations. So why did you guys name yourself Kelly Creations?
Well, you have Kelly. Well, I guess I can't do that because my name's not actually Ick. My niece could not say my name for the longest time, and she kept calling me Ick. And I've kind of stuck with that. I was in bands, and that was kind of my just stage name, I guess. And when we decided to do this, we're like, how about Cal and Ick? And it worked.
Ah, that's cool. See, I would not, I would never do that. I would just go Kellick or Kelly with an I, Kelly
For
with an
some
I.
reason, I was going in my head like calico, like the cat. So then I added the co, and I'm like, people be like, well, is a company? I'm like, no, it's Kellick Cool Creations, because you know we get some cool creations.
Yeah, because you guys do a lot of cool designs, which I love so much. And I know we talked earlier in the week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, before you guys went off on your little far away journey in the galaxy, but you have such. We're not going to talk about this now. We'll talk about it towards the end. But your pins. How do you design your pins, and how do you say to a person that loves Ahsoka Tano like you guys do and I do, like how do you make an Ahsoka Tano pin? How do you What goes through your mind when you start making it?
Hey, do you like Ahsoka?
Yeah, I do.
So do I. What if we made a pin? Would that be a cool idea?
Heck yeah.
Then let's do it. Let's get the computer. Let's get some ideas and burn the midnight oil, people. And then I'm up half the night doing stuff and she goes to bed.
But who co so who's the brain and who's the like drawer? Who comes up with the idea and who draws it?
We kind of both come up. I mean, sometimes one of us would have an idea and then we just work on it. Other times, like a pin, I'm sure we'll probably talk about a little bit. We both just had this epiphany and it just blended so well. And then I'm kind of more or less the artist, if you want to call me that. I was in graphic, interactive media. Graphic design. I did a lot of videos, art, music, and I always liked doing that stuff. And I was actually going to go to school for it in college.
Glad you
Yeah, because then we probably
didn't.
wouldn't have been together. But I ended up not doing that. And then I did. Like I said, I was in bands for years, so I kind of didn't do art for the longest time. And then when we got together, we both kind of started trying different things because we wanted to do something together. So I think we started it was started working like a manga, and then we started writing, and then we did like YouTube, and I always did the graphic stuff for it, and I missed doing it. And then one day, because we've been collecting pins for a while, and we got an order in, and we're like, you know what? It'd be kind of cool to have something that we designed and actually have it in hand and actually be able to get it out there to people. And we're like, so let's just do, let's make pins. And that's how that happened.
Oh, that's cool. I love stories like that. It's like story time, but now like it has a happy ending. Like Star Wars, it has like a happy ending, and then you don't like the ending. Like it's just a fucked up ending, you know?
Yeah.
It is. But I know you guys do a lot of Ahsoka pins. You have a lot of pins coming out that's all Star Wars related. And I'm so excited for all the little deets that you got going on there. I'm so excited. I watch your Instagram like, oh my God, they posted. Like it up. Like it up. So what was your first ever pin that you guys did? Because I don't remember. Which one was that?
That was the transmission receive pin, which says, what is it? Fear is a disease. Hope is its only cure.
I was going to say, what are you, like a musician that writes a song, plays it every night, and then we're like, I don't know the words.
And that quote just really stuck with me because I'm huge for like mental health and everything because I suffer from anxiety. So that quote reminds me that it's going to be okay. Hope over fear. Just leave it at that.
Oh, Kelly. Don't do that to me. Don't fucking get soft on me now, Kelly. Don't cry. I'm here. I'm here.
And I just felt like everyone needs a little reminder of that sometimes. Especially in times like this. We definitely need it.
Yeah, because this world's fucked up, just so you know. Just so we all know, people in the world that's listening to this podcast, the world is fucked up, and you're living in a fucked up world.
And that's basically it.
Yeah, I know. So for the two of you, because you're big Star Wars fanatics like I am, Kelly, you can go first, or Isaac can go first, whichever you guys want to do. You guys can fight or pull each other's hair. I don't really care.
We've been doing that the whole time.
So who are your guys' favorite Star Wars characters? Or you can do all Jedi. It's up to you.
Okay. I'll go first. Top of my list. Well, I have two tied for first, and that is Anakin and Finn. Anakin and Finn.
Oh, and Finn. I thought you said Stin. I was like, who the hell's Stin?
Yeah, definitely Stin. I love him. And, well, Ahsoka is tied for first, too. So them three.
You didn't like her at first.
I hated her at first.
I think everybody did. I feel so bad for my baby. I feel so bad for her.
And now I love her, and I have to have everything of hers. And, of course, Baby Yoda.
Oh, baby.
And then my droids, my favorite droids are K2SO, Dio, and...
Yeah, okay, you better get this one. Come on.
And I like BB-8.
And there's another one.
There's another one?
There's another one.
IG?
Well, yeah, but no, there's... Think more cartoon.
Oh, yeah. Chopper. Chopper, my little sassy droid.
he is a sassy motherfucker.
Yeah, he is. And that's my top.
That's a small list.
It is, but I'm very picky.
Right on. Right on, Kelly with an I. Isaac, you're up.
That's kind of a hard one because, well, probably my newest one has to be Rey, because I love Daisy Ridley. And, but as far as like the whole saga, now, yeah, but the thing is that it's a big universe, it's a big galaxy, there's a lot of characters. That's hard. I'm gonna have to go just a little bit sideways, but I loved Starkiller from the Force Unleashed games. I don't know if it was just because you could control him and have stormtroopers fly all over the place and like just like take their arms off and everything, throw them into other ones. But so it's probably more or less the game. But you gotta go Darth Vader. you can't. Darth Vader is just a great villain, I think. And, well, a villain slash, no, he's misunderstood. He was turned into a villain. At heart, he's not a villain. He was looking for the best of people.
My Anakin.
and that's another thing that I love about the prequels that a lot of people pick at more, and I think George did great on, is, well, even with the Clone Wars, it delved into that more, that, yeah, the Jedi were losing their way. They were supposed to be the peacekeepers. They were delving into this different stuff that they weren't used to. They were leading battles they weren't used to. And Anakin was like, hey, this isn't right. The bad part is he had a bad guy over his shoulder pushing him in a bad direction. If he would have had somebody else, then that might have done good. So Anakin was used. Used in the abuse. If, yes, he was a marshmallow.
He was a marshmallow being burned.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I just got that. I just said that and I didn't even know what I was saying. I just said that. Like, that hurt me. I just got what I said because he was a marshmallow, then he got burned near the high ground. Yeah. Sorry, Anakin.
That's actually another thing I noticed is in episode 3. And I think we talked about this a little bit before, how he shouldn't have survived the fire.
Yeah, he should have died.
If you listen very carefully in episode 3, right when the helmet comes down, he whispers, "Save me, Padme."
Yes, I saw that. It was a clip on Twitter, and someone had it, and I was like, and I couldn't really hear it, so I had to like play it over and over. Like, I heard, like, he said something. He definitely said something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he did say it, but I didn't know what he was saying because it's so mute and like they didn't want you to hear it, I don't think.
But I think that's what doing that, in a sense, because I believe that Sidious was taking Padme's life force to keep Anakin alive. And in a sense, Padme did end up helping Anakin by fighting through it and birthing the children, Luke and Leia, who then come around full circle and years later end up saving Anakin. Granted, a whole lot of death and destruction laid between those two time periods, but yeah, I love Anakin and Vader, so I guess Anakin's on that list of my favorites too.
So I guess it's Vader second and Anakin third. But that's I like how you said that, because it's a weird world. You like, Star Wars is not like a show that you can just watch and like watch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Like, you can't, like, you have to like sit there and like observe almost everything in Star Wars. Like, you can't go take a coffee break, you can't like play with Elmo on the side of the road. Like, you just can't do all that. Star Wars is like one universe, and you have to like watch it closely because everything connects in Star Wars somehow. Like, even if I stand an opposite way, like, I'm connecting somehow. Like, it's so weird.
Yeah. Doctor Who is another series that I absolutely love because of that. You have to, there's a lot of things that it connects from years and seasons different. Yeah, and I love things that you're watching it, and then you have this epiphany, and you're like, well, wait a minute. And I think there's a lot of aspects in Star Wars that do that too.
I think that was the wait a minute moment, was when basically Finn came out saying he's Force sensitive.
I'm listening.
And, yeah.
He's listening.
I'm listening.
This better be good.
Yeah, this better be good, because...
And, like, he shows, because he felt when Rey... Well, she pretty much... What happened?
Yeah,
she pretty much died. And he felt that. And you've seen that.
And I think they kind of robbed it from that character, because, it shows that he's Force-sensitive, okay, but we're done with that character.
Yeah.
Same thing with Rose. Yes, I don't like the Finn and Rose thing, but they gypped her too.
Yeah, they did.
I feel like they rushed that whole those three movies. They just put it together here. There we go. Throw it together. There we go. We like it like that.
I think seven, if you rank the new ones, I think seven is probably the highest in there because they were doing the whole nostalgia. They were bringing, there is a culmination of people who were kids when they watched the original trilogy, who then had their kids for the prequels, that then their kids are now with these ones. And I think they did good storyline with that. But the other two, I think, well, Rian Johnson wanted to do something. And then with The Last Jedi, The Rise of Skywalker, sorry, it was like, oh, well, we have this whole script. Okay, we're going to ditch it, bring in a new director, and you need, this is your timeline. You need this out. Lickety split.
It's not by December. Not by December, by Christmas, because that's our Christmas gift to the whole fucking world. That's our Christmas gift. Yeah. But we have to take a break. Hold that thought, Isaac. We have to. Don't hurt Kelly with an eye, okay? She has an eye in her name. All right? She doesn't have a Y.
I did poke her in the eye the other day. And she holds it against me.
I don't condone abuse on this show. But we have to take a quick break. So hold that thought, Isaac. When we come back, guys, to the Scavoli Show, we will talk more with my two amazing co-hosts, Kelly with an I and Isaac with a C at the end of his name. I think that's how you spell Isaac at the end. Don't know. But we will be right back to the Scavoli Show. Guys, take a 5-minute break. Go touch your baby on the head. Tell him or her it's okay to be alive in the Star Wars universe. We'll be right back on the Scavoli Show. Da-da-da-da! What is up, everybody? We are back from our potty break. Oh, yeah. I went to the bathroom all by myself this time. I'm growing up. I'm a big boy now. I'm such a big boy. I don't use diapers, people. I don't. I try not to. Only when, like, things, like, get taken away and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't use diapers, just so y'all know. But you guys are back to listening to the Scavoli Show, the most important show, the most important meal of the day, serving it up Gary's way. Yeah. Yeah, I said that. I did that. But we are back with my two amazing co-host friends, all the way from Idaho, the potato, Kelly with an I, and Isaac Kellick Creations. Are you guys there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still in the bathroom.
I don't know what's going on with you. Too much potatoes. Too much potatoes.
Yep. That's the fiber.
But we were talking about how the movies in our first half of the show. So Kelly, I thought about this as I was going to the bathroom. You know, I don't want to say inappropriateness to Kelly with an I. You know? So you think Finn is a Jedi?
I do.
And why?
What else would he be telling Rey? That he loves her?
Yes, well, secretly.
I think that too, honestly. But with the way he was acting, anytime something occurred to her, it was just a look he got across his face. Like, he felt something wrong.
He might not be, like, because I do believe there's people out there in the galaxy that are force sensitive, that maybe they don't have all the abilities, or, because I know, I think this is going like way old Republic era. There were a lot more force sensitives out there. So yeah. Maybe he could, because he fought Kylo and he was terrible.
He really was.
But so maybe he's never experienced this before and he doesn't really know what's what, but why would they cut from Rey passing to immediately on the Falcon and him going, oh, I need support. Here, hold me up. There's something wrong here. So, I mean, to me, I think you're right. He is at least sensitive, whether how deep it is.
We don't know.
Yeah. But then Han has to be force sensitive too.
How?
Because he came back as a force ghost.
I kind of think that was more Ben, that to me, when Kylo got stabbed by Rey, that was him. That was Kylo dying. He sensed Leia die. He got stabbed. To me, that was him dying. Rey saving him. Okay, well, change of heart. I'm Ben, but he was still fighting it. So, and if you watch that scene, a lot of it is repeating, like, what happened whenever Han actually died from episode 7. So I kind of feel that that is Ben figuring everything out in his head, and using his dad as kind of like a speaking, what's that called? Like, you need someone to talk to type of thing.
A therapist?
A therapist, like Dr. Phil.
So he's kind of reliving that thing, the whole, I know what I should do, but I don't know if I have the strength to. And Han puts his hand on his cheek, and yes, you do, whatever. And then he throws the lightsaber out, officially killing Kylo. But to me, I think that was all in his head.
I also think with Kylo wasn't a Sith. He was just a lost puppy.
He never had yellow eyes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck, people?
Can they not afford contacts in the new movies?
I know, right? What the fuck? Like, you gave Anakin red eyes when he was killing younglings, but you can't give Kylo when he's killing stormtroopers or the Resistance.
Mm-hmm. That's why I do kind of believe that the entire new movies, he's torn. He's like, well, I'm emo. I was betrayed. I should be a bad guy, but yet I love my people, and I don't want to do this, but I gotta do this.
But I must kill. That's what I want.
The voice in the home can't tell me to.
But what was I gonna say? I was gonna say, but how did they get Darth Vader's helmet? Hmm. Like, because didn't Luke burn the whole body?
Yeah.
Why is his helmet still there? Like, why is it, like, I understand you want to resemble that because Kylo wants to be Darth Vader, which he can never be. But, like, how's that helmet still there? No. Like, didn't Luke fucking burn it to shreds?
I know I never read into him completely, but I know that there were these, like, followers of Vader that were, like, always looking for relics or like pieces of his past and everything. And I know at one point Kylo's Knights of Ren hunted down his lightsaber. I think this was in the comics maybe. So maybe there were like these followers that somehow got a hold that like made their way to the moon of Endor after Luke burned it and then let him be at peace. And then they're like, okay, well, this is all that's left of his suit, they took it and then sold it on black market, whatever, and then ended up getting in Kylo's hands. I would assume.
Interesting. Interesting. In my Palpatine voice.
Are you doing the thing with your fingers?
Yes, like as I'm like conducting like my evil plan, and I have a bald cat in on my lap, just petting it like I'm petting the fur, but it has no hair. You know.
$1 million.
I love those cats.
All the bald cats, those freak me the fuck out. My friend has them, and then I go over her house like almost every day. So she has two cats. I think two. I haven't seen the second one, so I don't know what the fuck that one is. But she has one that's bald, and I'm like touching it one day. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Why is it staring at me like that? That's not a cat. That's not even a human being. I said, what the fuck is that? She goes, it's a cat. No, I said, no, it's not. That's not a cat. My cat has fur.
That's a demon.
Right.
Call a priest.
But it's so, the cat's so nice, but it runs from you. But if she doesn't know you or he, I don't know what the fuck it is. I don't know if it's a he, she, or a what, hey. I don't know. But enough about cats, because I can talk about cats for days. So what are your guys' favorite Star Wars movie for the both of you? And your favorite Star Wars scene or moment. It doesn't have to be in the same movie as your favorite.
It's hard. The favorite movie is hard because I personally don't I like them all, honestly. I'm one of the people who can't I know. I know. Oh,
come on, Kelly, with an I. No wonder your name is have an I at the end.
Because you have no idea.
Yeah. Honestly, it can be animated, right?
Yeah, you can have an animated movie if you like.
Okay, then the Clone Wars.
The actual Clone Wars movie?
Yes, the movie.
Why? Because the CGI in that was terrible.
Yeah, they didn't have good CGI back then. Now they really have, like, everything.
Leave me alone.
No. So that's your favorite movie now. Now is your favorite moment in this Clone Wars?
Nah, fam. Anything with Jar Jar.
Oh, say that again?
Anything with Jar Jar.
Like, Jar Jar.
I'm one of the few people who like him. I just think he's hilarious and so awkward. And I'm hilarious and awkward, so I can relate to him.
Well, Kelly, that's a little pushing it if you're hilarious. That's pushing it, Kelly.
Gee, thanks.
I was going to say, at least the awkward part we got.
Like, I know I'm probably going to get hate for that, but I'm going to get hate for liking both of the things I've mentioned.
But no, Jar Jar Binks is a weird character that Qui-Gon Jinn loved weird characters. Like, he connected with Jar Jar, you know? He connected with a young boy, Anakin Skywalker. He connected with almost everything that was around Qui-Gon, you know? So I understand, like, people say, oh, Jar Jar Binks is a waste of time. Not really.
He did.
He's kind of smart.
Yeah.
But he did bring the downfall of the Senate.
We don't talk about that.
A lot of things happened to the Senate that went fucking down that we don't want to talk about.
All because one man thought, I am the Senate.
Yeah.
And he did a little spinny thing and screamed and killed Jedi really quick. That were really good Jedi. I'm like, how?
I know.
So how the heck did you die so quickly?
Don't ask me that. I get upset with Order 66. Don't play with me.
Well, I guess it's your turn, Isaac.
Okay.
I don't have nothing more to add.
I'd probably have to say favorite movie. I'm probably gonna fit in with a lot of people, but Empire Strikes Back. I mean, I absolutely love A New Hope because that was the beginning of all of this. But I think Empire, because you have Last Jedi kind of tried to do the same thing. Like, there's a lot of repeats, but with Empire, that was the first in that. It was the unveiling of Darth Vader being Luke's father. But also, Episode 3, I think, from a fan standpoint, that has to be me, because that was the first one that I actually got to really see in theaters. And it was a culmination, because I was a fan growing up and watched all the original trilogy on VHS over and over again, and all the toys. But Episode 3 being there and, like, thinking, when you're sitting there in Episode 3 at the theater, you're like, okay, this is it. People didn't think we were going to get the prequels. Now we do. But this is it. This ties everything together. This is amazing. And then we got the new ones.
Unfortunately.
But favorite moment, and this is a little biased because I like Daisy Ridley, is when it clicks in her head whenever Kylo has their sabers are locked and she's most likely going to die. Just the lighting of the sabers reflecting off her face, the snow, and then it's just like eyes open, I got this, and then she just annihilates Kylo. I love that scene.
Oh, little Rey, scavenger girl. Oh, that's a Palpatine. Oh, poor baby. Poor baby. But this is an important question of the day, though, guys. Like, we're answering these questions, like, going out of stock. But this question never goes out of stock. Oh, that hit me. My God, I was scared myself a little. Holy shit. Was taken back by then. Whoa. God. Chris, stop it. I know. So, in Episode 9, right? We hear the voices of all the fallen past Jedi that you can't. Lucasfilm ran out of money, I guess, and was like, we're just putting voices in. We don't want to do Force Ghosts. All right, we're out of money, and we're just going to do voices. All right, so we're doing voices. Okay. So at the end of Rise of Skywalker, when Rey says, be with me, you hear Jedi of all generations, of Jedi past and present. So you hear a little voice that I stood up and almost hit a guy in the face when I heard her voice. Almost did. The guy was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? I said, sit the fuck down. You don't want problems, man. You don't want this. He was like, all right, dude. All right. Yeah. Yeah. I said, yeah. Sit down. I told him, Isaac. So is Ahsoka Tano, because you hear her voice, alive in episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker? Kelly, you can go first, and then Isaac.
I want her to be alive. I believe she's alive, just because that's my heart. I want her to be alive. I don't really have a reasoning, but when Isaac gets to his, I agree with his reasoning why she's... Well, I'm not going to say for him, but...
Don't I think spoil it, Kelly, with an eye. Yeah,
I'm not going to spoil his answer, but... I want her to be alive. And nice. if someone wants to fight me and say no, she's not, I'll walk in a corner and be like, that's your opinion.
So
don't hit me.
If Dave Filoni comes up and says, oh, no, she's dead, were you gonna punch Dave Filoni in the face?
No, I'll cry.
I will cry.
And run.
So Isaac, you're up. Let's hear your awesome answer and then you'll hear my theory.
Pet this cat again. I fully believe she is, especially since Disney got a hold of Star Wars. Now they've opened up a lot more, like, powers or Jedi knowledge that was, like, hidden away. So I kind of feel that, especially the type of person she was, whenever she left the Jedi Council, she's like, I need to figure this out on myself. She was out on her own. Whole time frame between that and Rebels, and then afterwards, there's got to be something out there that she discovered, whether she got her own Jedi texts or went to certain places, whatever. There's got to be, like with Rey, we discovered Force, well, with Baby Yoda, discovered Force healing, and we found out Rey discovered it in the Jedi texts. So I think that there is something out there that she had found to either prolong her life, cheat death, or something. But I mean, granted, she was 15 in Clone Wars.
Around that age.
Around that age.
So in like human years, she's probably in her mid to late 50s. We don't know how long their species lived. So she might just have been able to just been like, you know what, I'm not dying today and continue living. Which then means that maybe she found a way to communicate with, like, Jedi's, like, distant Jedi's. Like, we know Luke in Last Jedi was able to basically use it like a force projection with Kylo and everything. So there's a new power. So maybe with Ahsoka being alive, whether she found a way to stay alive or just happened to just continue in aging, maybe she found a way to sense what's going on and reach out and connect with Rey.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Are you ready for my theory?
Yeah.
As I pet my hairless cat.
Oh my god.
That's not, I feel like it's all skin. It's all skin. So we all know that Ahsoka survives Order 66. We all know that she survives Rebels. We all know that she's rumored to be in The Mandalorian. We all know that she's rumored to be in a live action show. We all know this. We all know the rumors. We all know the stories. We all know this. We all know that. But no one is really paying attention to what's to come for Star Wars. Like I say on every show, what's next for 2023? What's next for 2026, 29, 35, whatever the fuck you want to, how long you want to go for? No one's looking at that. Everybody's looking at the rumors, the series that's coming up. I don't know. I don't understand why, because I understand people love the spoilers and people love the hype. Like, oh my God, Ahsoka Tano is going to be in it live action. We haven't seen that before. Oh yeah, like we're going to be excited, but you're spoiling it for all of us that want to see her in it, and we just want to be surprised, which I will be surprised when if she's in it. You know, I'll be like, oh my God, that's my baby. Oh my God, look at her. She's so precious. She's so fucking beautiful. I just want to fucking pet her. You know, I just want to pet my hairless cat too. But like everybody's paying attention to all that. Like, what's to come, really? So with Ahsoka is a very unique character. She's very similar to a character that we all know and love, Qui-Gon Jinn. She's very similar to him in some ways. She really is. And I hope we get that kind of connection coming soon from a show, maybe a live action show, or maybe in The Mandalorian a little. We don't know. But we all know that she survived The Last Jedi. No, The Return of the Jedi, excuse me. The Return of the Jedi at the end, because Lethal is freed. Lethal, they go off to save Ezra. But if you track it back and to the World of Worlds episode, no one is paying attention to that episode for some reason, and I don't know why. No one's paying attention to that series. Unless someone's paying attention to it and no one is giving enough credit to it, then I do not still understand that. Because the World of Worlds opens a lot in Star Wars. Because when Ezra walks through the World of Worlds, when he goes into that portal, you know, he hears voices. He hears Obi-Wan's. He hears Anakin's. He hears Yoda's. He hears this one. He hears that one. So these are all portals to different worlds, you know, like, so, and there's a little cute thing standing above him. Like, it's so cute. Like, you just want to take pictures with it. Little baby Morai, little birdie Morai. Mm-hmm. And Morai is very important. No one is paying attention. Like, oh, he's so cute. We love him. Like, you don't even know what the fuck he is. Like, how do you love Morai? Like, you don't even know what the fuck he stands for, people. He stands for the light side of the Force. And we all know in the Mortis arc that the girl, the light side of the Force, went into Ahsoka to keep her alive. So, with the World of Worlds, like, Ezra did not find Ahsoka. Morai found Ahsoka and just guided Ezra to the fucking portal so Ezra could pull her out. And she did. And he did. You know, he pulled her right out. And she even says that this bird has saved my life so many times. I owe this bird my life. She said it. That's what she says. So as Palpatine comes, shocks him, right? She ends up in the same thing that we saw at the end of that episode with Vader and Ahsoka, them both walking out. We both see that. So she goes out, he goes out his way, she goes out his way. And we don't know where she goes after that. Like, she just stays hidden after that. Like, we don't hear from her till like the last episode in Rebels. We don't hear from her. I don't think we hear from her, as I don't remember, but I don't think we hear from her. But Morai is a very important figure in Star Wars, because that bird appears at the end of the Clone Wars, where Vader finds the saber, his saber that he gave Ahsoka, only one, and the bird is flying. So that bird is very important, because if that bird dies, right, or Ahsoka dies, just say Ahsoka's dead, that bird dies. Like, that bird has no reason else to live. The light side of the Force is keeping Ahsoka alive because it's Morai that's keeping her alive. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no one is paying attention to Morai as, oh, he's just the light side of the Force. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's great. It's a bird. Like, no. That bird is that sister. Ahsoka is the sister. Not all the sister, but she went inside her body. Like, her ghost went in. Like, we all saw it in the Mortis arc. That's what kept Ahsoka alive. Because if she didn't go into Ahsoka's body, that she would be dead. Like, we would not have Ahsoka Tano today, you mm-hmm. know? So when people say Ahsoka lives, yay, we love Ahsoka. But how did she live? The sister saved her ass. And now we have a bird. Surprisingly, we have Morai. You know, Morai just pops out of the sky somehow. You know, we don't know how he came about. We don't know. But he is the light side of the Force, that bird. So even in The Mandalorian, that takes 5 years after The Return of the Jedi. So we don't know for season two. We don't know how long that placement is. We don't know how old Baby Yoda is. He could be 1,000 years old by then because he's 50 already. So, you know, just add another 20 years on him, you know. We don't know how big he is. We don't know how long the Mandalorian has been out there searching for a Jedi or someone to train Baby Yoda. And then you have rumored Ahsoka coming in. And then, okay, and then a live action, and then three series that are going to come together somehow in one universe. Okay, so we all know the Rise of Skywalker happened. You see the ghost. The ghost is in the Rise of Skywalker, Hera's ship. And then you see the Mandalorian spacecraft. You have to look very closely. If you didn't catch it, I looked it up on Google. Google, you can find anything. So someone has to be driving the Mandalorian spaceship. You know, someone has to be driving Hera's spaceship. It could be Jason or Jace. I don't know his name. It could be her son. You know, it could be anyone. So all these people are still alive and rumored to be in these series, you know. But with Ahsoka, she's a very special character to all of us. She really is. You know, Dave Filoni is not going to kill her off because she got stabbed in the heart. Not going to do it. It's not Game of Thrones. Fucking Jon Snow, motherfucker. Yeah, I called you out, Jon Snow. You killed my fucking queen, you bastard. For no reason. For no reason. I said it. So, with Ahsoka, after the Return of the Jedi, the Empire really fell. Like, there was no Inquisitors. There was no one left. So, if you really look at everything we have so far, there's no reason for Ahsoka to die. Unless she dies of old age and we just don't see it yet. But there's really not a reason. No one can really say, like, she's dead. Because what's going to kill her? What's out there to kill Ahsoka? A camel that Dave Filoni had posted a picture on Instagram of her and Captain Rex. And also, do you see how Ahsoka looks in that picture? She looks like she's 19 or 20. And even with
now she's looking it up.
So, like, I'll send you the picture if you can't find it. I have it. But even Captain Rex looks so young. He looks like Rebels Rex. So if Dave Filoni's drawing these pictures, he's not drawing these pictures to be because he wants to draw. No, he's giving us a sign that she's out there in this world of worlds. Like I said, you could pull anyone out of the fucking portal. You could pull Anakin out from the portal and not be Darth Vader. You know? Like, there's also different dimensions. You know, like, this is Star Wars world, but in another world, Anakin never turned. Ahsoka never left the Order. Padme never died. Luke was born, but Luke was not the chosen one. What else? Rey was a Skywalker, not a Palpatine. You know, that's Luke's daughter. Rey is Luke's daughter. Like, no one is really paying attention to, like I said, to the World of Worlds episode. And I hope we get more of that. But in my senses, even if Ahsoka, they try to say Ahsoka is dead, please give me a reason. I want to see her death and see how she dies.
They can't just write off a character like that.
Yes, they cannot. But that is my theory.
I heard a rumor a while back. And I don't know if it was true or not. I mean, you got to take everything with a grain of salt, really. That they were wanting to use the world between worlds, to basically erase the sequel trilogy and redo them. Like, I don't know if that's something Kathleen Kennedy was wanting to do or what, but they were like trying to find a way to redo the sequels because it flopped because they kind of quit caring halfway through, I feel. So they're wanting to redo the entire thing. And erase everything.
That's, yeah, I heard that too. So,
oh gosh, you found a picture she's showing me.
Is it a picture?
It's actually a picture of Gandalf and Ahsoka.
Yes, he also did that one too.
People thought I was dead too. Look how that turned out.
But so I have the.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
So that's pretty much confirming she's alive because that quote is saying people thought I was dead too.
That's what I said.
Unless if that picture is relating back to Rebels after the, because I think the
Maybe.
World Between Worlds episode arc was somewhat after the battle between Vader and Ahsoka.
I'm gonna
But
believe
yeah, believe what you want. She's alive. She's never gonna die. She's always gonna be Ahsoka. This is what Star Wars is gonna be renamed to. Ahsoka.
This is the way.
This is the way. But I'll send you the picture I have. I think it was on Dave Filoni's Twitter.
I've seen it before, and then I
have it. I have all his sketchings that he does from like the Clone Wars. I have all those. But yeah, that's my theory. That is Scavoli's theory.
That's interesting, and I agree. I think the World Between Worlds was, I think that was a way of Dave kind of like trying to introduce something that could be like, this could help progress or prolong Star Wars and open up so many avenues of stuff. So I think it is very not underestimated. That's not the word. Underappreciated. I don't know. It's bigger
weird.
Than what people think. So I agree, and I think it does have a whole lot of potential.
It does, and we will find out in the upcoming Star Wars movies. Star Wars. And if Palpatine's motherfucking alive, I'm not watching the movie. I'm walking out. If I see his wrinkly ass motherfucking face, I will leave the theater and say, I told you motherfuckers, don't watch this shit.
I kind of liked they did it for Rise of Skywalker because, in a sense, he's always been the main bad guy from episode one through. So it kind of makes sense to end it that way. Like full circle, because that's the Skywalker saga, but now the sagas are done, and now we're going to move into Ahsoka territory.
Yes.
If we get a live action Rex, I'm going to flip out.
I need more chubby Rex.
But so we got to end the show, guys. Before we go, any upcoming projects?
A lot.
Yeah, my computer has so many designs that we're wanting to get out. But as far as, we got two series coming out. One of them is a Rebels series, and they're going to be coming out once a month. And it's going to be pretty much the whole crew of the Ghost crew. And then we have another series that we're really excited about. Still working on some kinks with them. But they're based off of the gumball popsicles. The SpongeBob ones where sometimes the eyes are like either missing or
wonky.
But are that way. But they're going to be like a kind of a collect them all in waves style. And each one will have a wave, will have a mystery variant. So we're really excited about that. Thank you. Another one that we talked about before that we both had the idea for and just it went right away is we had our Rex pin, and it's the one where he sheds his tear in the last episode of Clone Wars when Ahsoka says, "You're a good soldier, Rex." And we just got this idea that we're like, okay, well, that's the goodbye, my brothers. He's having to say goodbye. Everything, his life is changed because now his brothers are against him. And we came up with 99.
I saw that. That looks awesome.
Yeah, where it's the exact opposite. He was always looked down upon, was just an abomination, just a mess up. And with Heavy and all of them, when they kind of accepted him, they gave him the medal. And it's like he found his calling. He's like, I'm one of you. And we kind of wanted to do that one tier type style thing. But it's a happy tier. And we're really excited about that one, too.
Aw, I'm so excited for all your success, guys. I really am. I really like you guys a lot. You guys are my country sisters and brothers. You know? and if you're ever in New Jersey, you come by. We'll have a snack on me.
We'll bring the potatoes.
Yes.
There you go. That's all I care for. I just want the potatoes, and I want to meet your son. Right? You have a son?
Yeah, yes. A son.
A son. Thank God. I was, scared for a minute. I was going to call him a daughter, and then Kelly with an I would, have my throat. Kelly. But where can everybody find you on social media?
Just Instagram.
Yeah. We're simple.
Yeah.
We don't want to delve into the Twitter era.
So Co-Creations on Instagram, and that is our Etsy name as well.
Yeah, that's the shop is on Etsy.
Yep, go check that out, guys. You can follow me on Instagram, Chris_Scavoli. Instagram, The Scavoli Show. Facebook, for your old wrinkly motherfuckers that don't know how to work a phone. You guys can find me on Facebook, The Scavoli Show, or Chris Scavoli, whatever you want to look up. It's the same shit. No one has my name, so no one has this unique name. But and on Twitter, you can follow The Scavoli Show. Isaac and Kelly and with an I don't want to branch their horizons. Because they're from Idaho, you know, those people, you know, the country. But we got to exit. I thank you guys so much. I love you guys. I'm going to talk to you guys right after this because you just need some more of me in your life, you know, so I'm going to bother you guys more. So you guys are listening to The Scavoli Show, the most important show. Thank you to Calico Creations. Thank you for being my co-host today. Come back anytime you want.
For having us.
Oh, you're welcome, Isaac. You know, you're welcome. And Kelly, you're welcome too.
Yeah, you're welcome, Kelly. I'm just here.
Same time next week, we'll talk about My Little Pony.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Tune into an episode of next week on The Scavoli Show, My Little Pony, featuring Isaac and me riding a pony. But thank you guys. Love you. And we'll see you guys next week on The Scavoli Show. Bye.